Yes. It's Joseph. I always screw up the pronunciation of his last name. So I just call him JJ.
You can't right. miss Joseph. He's usually dressed with something different on, and he's quite a character. He's a real breath of fresh air.
So everybody knows, we do actually, all our shows are going to be basically MP3 podcasted. So if you want to go on and download them, just go on to, well, you're on the website now, just click on over to podcast. You can download them. I've done them in 15-minute segments. Joseph's I've just left as the length that they are. I'm not sure if they're Joseph's I've made downloadable. I may change that over if I get a couple requests for it. We do have some emails that you can email us in. Slave Wayne is going to actually put them in the chat room for me. I think one's Master Noel at houseofmsn.com, Boy Neil at houseofmnsn.com, and of course Sir Mark at houseofmnsn.com. Hold on,
we need to write it on the board.
We need
and
a
have
big board,
right
yeah.
Here.
Yes, we are. And hopefully, I'm going to try to get a webcam working down here, because I think it'd be interesting to do. I mean, I could just put it on Yahoo. That's all. That'd be interesting.
I can see the demo starting now, Master.
The demos.
Yeah. Well, now we're going to have to get, like, wireless mics.
Oh, that's easy to get.
Oh, I got the makeup. Don't worry about it.
Yes. Yeah. Quick, we have to go to makeup for an hour before the radio show.
Proper
because
lighting, you know, proper candle lighting, so we all look.
Well, we're in a fucking dungeon. How much more proper could it be?
perfect lighting.
It is perfect.
Saline injection.
Oh,
that's not.
Good.
Oh, saline, Lord, no. Yeah, some of you who have or have not done saline.
I think I just found out who Mistress Nikki is.
Oh, really?
It's my daughter.
I always knew she was a kinky bitch.
Hi, Nicole. How are you, honey?
Hi, Nicole.
Yeah. Oh, and also show at houseofmnsn.com. Somebody send me an email. Send one to each one of us. I just want to see if they work properly. Anyways, yep, they're all being listed right now.
Good.
Awesome. Oh, Rona has never played with a shock collar. Shock collars are a lot of fun.
Especially when you're in a straight bar across the border and you have a boy and a pup with shock collars on and you send them to go get alcohol and the master and the sir are further away and at every little interval you just first do a little click which gives them a beep which then you see them go, oh my God, and then you shock them and then they jump. And to see a crowd of straight people going, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
It was awesome when they were in the bathroom. We could hear them screaming. We were in the dining room.
It was really, really good. Yeah, it was the concert was all right, but the pre-concert show was even better.
Oh,
hey, Papace and Boy Neil.
In the bathroom, too, the screams were... people wondered why we were screaming in the bathroom.
Especially when I went to go grab their drinks and people are looking at you guys and I went, they both have Tourette's.
Yeah. Oh, is that what
you said? On that note...
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about something a little bit heavier. I'm just going to throw some Beach Boys on for you. It's a song called Pet Sounds. I thought it was appropriate.
Now there's something that I would like to touch on.
There were no barks, no meows, no screams, nothing in that song, Pet Sounds, by the Beach Boys. Maybe it was like petting, like...
Petting?
You know,
heavy
like
breathing? Heavy was there any moaning?
I didn't get none of that crap. Well, I'm taking that off our playlist.
Where it was the Beach Boys, what did you want? Come on.
A couple of those guys were kind of cute.
They were cute
and the
back
broads
then.
That they had in those fucking videos, oh my God.
Broads, anyway.
Whatever. Just whatever. Anyways, what are we going to touch on there, Sir Merck?
Well, we're going to touch... This is a subject I'd like to keep up on the upfront every week a little bit to touch base so we can all get involved. Bullying. There was another story this week on Facebook, and actually Master Noel friended it to me, sent it down to me, and I can't find it right now, but it was about an individual who was... mentally challenged and handicapped, and the bully of the school basically beat
He was actually a senior in the school, so he was several years older than the child.
Than the child, and basically beat the crap out of it. And the child was couldn't see out of his one eye and so forth, couldn't even defend himself, couldn't even talk. And it's just, where and when is it going to stop? And if there's one thing I want this show to do is try, we are going to do a fundraiser in Toronto. I am going to be contacting one of the bars in Toronto. They've always been great for me in our community and stuff. And I want to do an event in Toronto, probably in February. We'll be on a Sunday afternoon. And all money will be going for different groups regarding anti-bullying, to change the laws or to help people and educate, but to realize that it happens and something needs to be done and we all need to learn. So I want you guys to get involved. And if you see it happen, please do something. You need to speak. You need to make it stop. That's all it is. Thank you, everybody.
If you go on the website, actually, we're on the website, hit that last one where it says, somebody help me out here. What's it say? Of course, I'm not on our own website.
It says, to donate, choose amount, and click add to
cart.
Not
to donate. Oh, yeah, donate. We need money. We're poor.
That's not for us.
The donate is for us.
It's for the show. It's not for us.
Yeah, well, not for us. Yeah, Bamble's expensive. The charity event planning page, actually, and we're calling it the Spring Anti-Bullying Fundraiser. As discussed on the October 14th, 2012 show, House of MSN is dedicating themselves to two separate fundraisers for the anti-bullying campaign. One's going to be held in Toronto, and the other one is going to be in Buffalo. If you have a suggestion, you want to volunteer to help with planning, I think we're going to need a lot of help with the planning. Or even volunteer at the event, we'd love to have the help. It's a lot of work doing one. It's triple the work doing two, and plus trying to keep, you know, doing our shows and everything else. It's going to be a little bit crazy. So if you can, just please go ahead. And there's a form. You just fill it all out. It'll come right to us.
And we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for live singers, caterers. I really want to make this a big event. It needs to be brought forward. I have some connection with some of our politicians in Toronto, and I really want to make a difference. And we together, one person alone takes a while, but if we all bend together, we can make a difference. And
did you say bend together or band?
Band.
I like the bending part.
Together is good. No issue. Sad story just popped up on Facebook.
Go.
Morgan Freeman has passed away. At about 5 p.m. Thursday evening, beloved actor Morgan Freeman passed away due to artery rupture. Morgan was born on June 21st, 1937. He will be missed but not forgotten. Great actor, Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, that dude.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Great voice. Wow, that's too bad. Very sad. It just makes you think that live, enjoy life, and live your life.
Yeah, so, wow, okay.
Yeah.
So the charity event planning page, please, we do need we need some help with it. So we're not afraid to ask for help. Now, my problem with that kid, number one, I think they said that when the guy had to be big enough that when he backhanded him, and I'm pretty sure this is right, the kid literally left the ground, spun in the air, and landed on his face.
Wow. But what I don't understand, there are people there reporting what happened. Where the fuck were those people stopping what happened?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we fought New York State for our anti-bullying legislation, which we got through a bill called Dignity for All Students. And it was amazing what it took. First of all, not only did you get it through, but then they gave the schools 2 years to implement what we fought for in our state capitol in Albany, which I was a part of getting approved. Then things still weren't getting done until another kid got beat up like that or committed suicide, I forget which, and the parents hired an attorney and filed about a $3.5 million lawsuit against the school. Guess what happened then?
Oh no!
Every school in New York is going like, "Oops, we better enforce this." Because, in the way they did it in New York, not only the school, But if you happen to have been a school administrator or teacher that walked by and allowed that to happen, you could be held legally responsible in court and be sued personally. So you know what? I hate to say it, but that's what it takes.
It does, and the sad part is, too, a lot of things won't change until it happens to one of the governors, one of the ministers, or a star's child or something like that, that it happens, affects them personally in their own home. Then it will stand forward and do something about it. But it's not even just school. Last year alone, a really good friend of mine, an adult, was in his 40s, was walking down Church Street at 2:30 at night. Some straight, bisexual, drug guy who he knew was standing there. And the next thing you know, for no reason whatsoever, got punched and basically not needed stitches, split eyebrow and stuff. Now, it was 2:20, 2:30 at night. The bouncers of all the bars in the area were there. Church Street, it was September. Church Street was packed. People stood there and did fuck all. I have been in situations, and that is me, and I will not put other people in that. I could not live with myself if I was a passerby and I read the next day, so-and-so got stabbed, murdered, or now will not be walking. Nobody stood, nobody did everything. Because I believe our path, whoever is in charge of it, your life is already written down. It will happen. I am an individual who wants to change certain things, and I want to be involved and get involved, and we all need to do that. If you pass through life and do nothing, you are a bystander, and do not stop and say, hey, even if you just say, what the fuck are you doing, and then run, at least you've changed the aggression, and hopefully that person can run and do something. But do something. That's what it needs to be.
If you're going to do that, you also need to be prepared for the brunt of that to be turned on you. And some people are not prepared for that. Or some people don't have that in them to do. They just don't.
Yeah, but you're telling me that in front at that school, when that poor innocent individual who could not defend himself, there was not an adult there at all. Which all school now, playgrounds, have to have supervision.
One adult for how many kids?
But still.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just bringing this more.
You saw that it was.
I sent it to you. I know what it looked like.
You know, he had a baseball lump on his forehead.
And that wasn't from saline.
No, I mean, that was, you know, I mean, come on. You know, we need to. It's easy to say, well, yeah. You know what? No. Grow some balls, even scream, stop, run while you're screaming in the other direction, but at least you're bringing the attention to what's happening there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, as long as we're not advocating violence against violence either, because
I'm not. Did I say
why I'm making sure we're clearing it up.
Of course not, but we can all do something without getting violent, and that's what I'm saying. We need to get involved. It doesn't take much to scream and jump in a cab, but at least scream. Everybody has a phone.
Do you scream girly-like or more masculine?
It doesn't matter. Really, the girly-like scream will probably scare the shit out of the guy more than the, what the fuck you doing, motherfucker?
Just smack him in the head with your heel. That'll do it.
Oh, best fights. Best fights.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Well, that was really left field.
Yeah, it was.
So we've got a bunch of people that are saying, yes, they'd love to help.
Great.
So, Sir Mark, let's this week see. You're back in Toronto Tuesday, Wednesday?
I am in Toronto Wednesday till November 1st.
Why don't we try to grab a date for the Toronto event? And
I've already have a meeting that's hopefully going to happen before we go away to Texas.
Okay.
If not, it's going to be happening the first week. Mm-hmm. Come back, which will be November 13th. Mm-hmm. So by the time we do our next second show in November, the November 17th weekend.
Sure, I totally zoned out, so just get to the point.
We will have a date with some more information when and right. where it will be happening.
Now, we're looking at Marcello's or Marcello's or Marcilio's or whatever the fuck it's called in Buffalo.
Or Underground.
I don't.
Underground would probably be better in
They're right Buffalo? Now doing more drag shows at Underground.
Are they?
Those and it's a smaller benefits. Venue. Yeah. Marcello's is a really big area, but Toronto, the bar that I'm...
Marcello's, I thought, did things like this normally, don't they? Or is that just because
not
that's where
we... Not
a whole lot. Oh, okay.
Not as
I
much
misunderstood.
As Underground.
All right, well, okay, maybe move towards Underground then. So try to see if we can get a date in the next couple of weeks for that. Because as soon as we get the dates, then we can get some of these people on to help us out to do some stuff.
And so we want to do something in Toronto, and we want to do something across the border because part of our family members are in Buffalo, and we would like to do something there for them.
All right, I think we're going to take a little break. Do you want to do that?
Sounds good.
Let's do that. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Neighbor Love.